This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. U.S. banking regulators will likely raise interest rates next year, and that could slow down Colorado's hot housing market. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Home prices shot to new records across the state throughout the pandemic due to rock-bottom interest rates and a lack of available homes for sale. Mortgage rates are likely to tick higher next year, a double-edged sword for home buyers. Higher interest rates mean prices may cool, but it also means people will have less purchasing power. Brett Weinstein is the CEO of Denver-based real estate company BSW. He says demand for homes will continue to outpace supply, keeping prices relatively stable.
I don't think that we're seeing a drop off a cliff where suddenly this housing market is collapsing. But I think it is very fair to say we will not see another 2 or 3 years of 16 to 20% appreciation.
The median price of a single-family home in Metro Denver is up more than 16% from a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help fund nearly a dozen solar energy projects for businesses in rural Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otárola has that story.
A dairy farm, a veterinary hospital, and a cider taproom are just a few of the businesses receiving grants from the USDA to buy and install solar arrays. The department is awarding Colorado more than $800,000 in total for these projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The grants are designed to give rural areas more electricity options and bring down energy costs. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A man is dead following a shootout with Colorado Springs police. Officers responded Wednesday to a report that someone had fired a gun into a home on the city's north side. They found a man barricaded in another home. The man shot at police, and one officer fired back. A former Greenwood Village police officer is charged with second-degree murder. Adam Holan is accused of shooting and killing an armed 17-year-old in Aurora last month. Nine News reports that Holan was drunk at the time of the shooting. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.